النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was this beautiful fountainhead of wisdom and knowledge. He had complete mastery over all of the Islamic sciences, but he was also a master upon the non-Islamic sciences. He was the honorable direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And His Eminence Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, the 10th divinely appointed successor, and the 10th divinely appointed trustee of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. During the imamah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the Abbasid Caliph Mutawakkil had the most bitter enmity against Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and this was due to the special respect and honor that was given to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Mutawakkil Abbasi imposed a severe house arrest upon the 10th divinely appointed Imam. He monitored all his activities, he pinpointed his followers, and prevented legal dues from coming to Imam al-Hadi. He even tried his best to prevent scholars and narrators from associating with the divinely appointed Imam. Unfortunately, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam suffered a lot during the reign of Mutawakkil Abbasi.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabihit tuja wa a'lamit tuqa wa dawil nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are humbly speaking about the beautiful conversations and dialogues of the 10th Divinely Appointed Imam, Imam Al-Hadi, alayhi salam. So there's this interesting conversation against and again, it is these very seemingly harsh statements that come from Imam Al-Hadi, alayhi salam, against a group of Sufis. So a group of Sufis had come into the masjid, then they went to a corner of the masjid and they began to say and sing, La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah. And it was at this point that Imam Al-Hadi, alayhi salam, he turns towards his companions and he starts to speak to them as the companions were looking over at these Sufis. And they probably thought that, well, you know, this is a kind of Islam or something like that. The first part of the conversation and the statements of Imam Al-Hadi were spoken about in a previous episode. In this episode, we want to continue and finish off what Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam says. And so when he was talking about this situation, he says that nobody follows these Sufi individuals except those that are ignorant, and no one believes in them except the foolish. Whoever went to visit any of them, alive or dead, it's as if he went to visit shaitan and idolaters. And whoever supported any of them, shaitan or idolaters, it is as if they supported Muawiyah, Yazid, and Abu Sufyan. So these are very hard statements that Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam makes against the Sufis. Now, we don't want to think that these Sufis are the same Sufis that we have in the modern era, even though the teachings, at least some of the teachings, are sourced in these original Sufis. But in the era of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, you had this pseudo-Sufism and this pseudo-asceticism, which were innovations in the religion which hadn't been seen before and were really doing a lot of damage to the societal, moral, ethical, and religious fabric of the society. And all of a sudden, one of the companions, he says to Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, even if they acknowledge your haqq, they acknowledge your rights of being imams. And Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam then scolded the individual. He says, do not say that. One who acknowledges our rights does not disobey us. Do you know that they are the worst group of Sufis? Though all Sufis are dissentient to us and their way is contrary to ours, they are but the Christians and the Maji of this nation. They do their best to put out the light of Allah with their mouths, and Allah will not consent save to perfect His light, though the unbelievers are averse. And so again, here, one last statement, despite this idea of the Sufis and these things, the point that we want to take home with us is that those who acknowledge the imama and the wilaya of the infallible imams, they do not disobey the infallible and immaculate imams. And so we must, in our lives, do our best to not disobey the immaculate and infallible imams, which means to not disobey the Messenger of Allah, to not disobey the Holy Quran, and to not disobey the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.